prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood, but it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
And good evening. This is James McCanny, and I've been a guest many times with Pastor Butch over the past many, many years. Tonight, Pastor Butch is taking a few days off. He had some personal issues, so he asked me to set in for him tonight, which I'm doing. He'll be back Thursday. He asked me to tell you that. And so tomorrow night and Wednesday night, he has also people sitting in, but he will be back Thursday. And also Thursday in the office is his plan. So just a little bit about me. I'm a physicist. My degree is in nuclear and solid-state physics. But I talk about a lot of other issues, and I'm not one of your standard scientists who gets paid and marches the party line. Let's just put it that way. And science is in a lot of trouble today because of exactly that. People, scientists, cater to whatever brings in the money. Let's just put it that way. And so in science, if you cannot put a meter on it and measure it, then it just doesn't exist. So that kind of leaves God and spirits and souls and things like that out of the picture because they can't put a meter on it and measure it. So scientists create things, concepts, theories like the Big Bang to replace a design in the universe or evolution that everything just came out of nothing and everything just developed at random and there's no design, even though scientists spend their lifetime studying and trying to understand the design, they actually deny it. So at any rate, the Big Bang is what I call atheist science. Atheist science is to replace the great design that we're looking at, and even the indigenous people understood that there was a design and they were part of it, and they had a bit of humility. For example, in the northern woods, they considered cedar, for example, a gift from the gods because you could split it, you could use it for, you could bend it, it was very strong, resilient, and they'd make canoes out of birch bark and cedar. So anyway, they understood that they lived in a universe that was very ordered and had everything they needed to live. But in the science world of today, in the techno world, you know, now you have artificial intelligence where they're claiming that computers are more intelligent than man. And I want to dispel that because if you go to ChatGPT or any of the other chat AI search engines, what they can do is search a great big database very quickly that you don't happen to have access to. And unfortunately, they use databases like Wikipedia, which is very corrupt. It's a very corrupt database, full of misinformation and things like, you know, the Big Bang and evolution, the concepts that are designed to lead you astray and make you think that there's nothing out there. There's nothing tangible. There are even songs that talk about man being just another animal. That they teach this to kids in school, that you're just, you're just another monkey out there, a little smarter than the ones that are still out there in the jungle. That's what they teach. And this was solidified by a guy named Carl Sagan back in the late 1970s. He made a series called Cosmos. And that was the central theme, that science could understand what was going on in the universe, and you didn't need a creator. Everything just evolved out of nothing. Just one day, there was an explosion out of nowhere, and everything that you see, the stars, the galaxies, the people walking up and down the street next to you, everything just came at random. And that's what you're supposed to believe. Anyway, I got off on a little bit of a tangent there, but the problem with science today is that most science is really outdated. The reason it's outdated is because it's profitable. Nobody wants to upset the scientific apple cart. And scientists today, if they work for a university or work for a large corporation, most of it is federal funding. I call them scientific vacations. They fly around the world, treated like royalty, eat at the best restaurants, and then fly back home, all on your nickel, on your tax dollar. And so they're living like somewhat like royalty. So nobody in that genre, nobody in that clubhouse wants to upset the apple cart and say, hey, what we're doing here is all wrong. Nope, nobody's going to do that because their paycheck, you know, they got their house payment, they got their kids in college, you know, all of their bills to pay. And if they said something, they could lose all that. And all they want to do is get to retirement so they can be golfing on the golf course in Arizona or Florida. And that's the state of science today, unfortunately. Anyway, I'll jump off that topic, but that gives you a little idea about my attitude towards science today. Let's take a look here. Just a quick mention, I also am a person who's spent a lot of time in the wilderness alone. I grew up going up to the into the Canada and in the lake areas and camping for periods of time by myself. And it's really important. I encourage people, if you don't do this regularly, get out. And if you're with the family, take them out to the countryside, go camping someplace, and spend some time reflecting, just relaxing, get away from everything in the city. The importance of being alone in the wilderness. And so, especially in the United States, we have so many beautiful places to go to that you should be thankful for. Very important, be alone in the wilderness, just that quiet time, so to speak. A little later, I'm going to give you some information about water, the horrific condition of water in this country, and some things you can do about it. But first, I want to talk about the weather. Now, Pastor Butch lives in West Virginia, I believe. He's from resident in West Virginia. And you people there have had some seriously bad weather over the last number of weeks, literally, actually, probably a month now. And what's interesting is when you listen to the evening news, when you listen to the weather news, they'll tell you it's going to snow or that it's going to, you're going to have bad weather or you're going to have high winds. But if you'll notice, they never tell you what causes the weather. They make up these terms like polar vortex, a really scary term. Or how about this one that I heard the other day, bomb cyclone. Yeah, that's literally a hurricane just formed over off the coast of the Carolinas and swirled and brought moisture in from the ocean, and that met cold air coming from the north and dumped many feet of snow on the Carolinas and the eastern, the southeastern states, all the way down into Florida. And they called that a bomb cyclone. Well, isn't that an interesting name? But it doesn't tell you anything about why that was happening. I listen to a lot of news reports, a lot of weather reports. Or how about this term, a double-eyed hurricane? And so the point is that the weatherman really can't tell you what's causing the weather. And so I'm going to go into that a little bit. What's actually causing this? And actually, it's due to a small comet. Now, this is probably new to most of you, but there's a comet. It's called 3I Atlas. That's its official designation, astronomical designation. And it happens to be out. It's actually moving through the solar system right now, but it most people are told that a comet is a little snowball, this little harmless thing, and that's really not true. A comet is an electrical phenomenon. It's what I call the discharge of the solar capacitor. And what happened is Earth moved between the sun and this little comet. And we've seen this many times before, where comets electrically, physically, they're very small, maybe a few miles across, but electrically, they can be millions of miles and even hundreds of millions of miles long. That's their electrical shape or electrical size. And so when you talk about physics, my background is in physics, if something happens in physics, you have to find a reason for it. You have to find an energy source. You have to understand what's causing this, because things just don't happen by themselves. And probably understand that without having a PhD in astrophysics. And the weather is just the same. You do not have weather systems just developing all of a sudden out of nowhere, out of the blue, out of the clear blue sky. And I wanted to go into this just a little bit because it's very important for the public to understand the influence of comets. Now, just to back off a little bit, we just got through the Christmas season, and comets are very instrumental in the history of Christ. He arrived on planet Earth when he was born, and guess what? There was a comet that marked his birthplace, a star with a long tail, and that's what the three wise men, remember those guys? We just had in January the Feast of the Three Wise Men, and what did they do? They saw this special star in the east that everybody had been waiting for thousands of years. And they then followed it to the west. So they discovered it in the east, and they followed it to the west. Well, that's a characteristic of comets. And then but comets have been instrumental throughout history. You'll find many occurrences of large comets being involved in historical events. You'll find it in the Old Testament, for example. But anyway, there is an effort afoot today to keep you, the public, from understanding what comets really are. They are not little snowballs that melt when they get near the sun. They are a rather complex electrical system that exists in outer space. I'm not going to go into that in detail. But they can interact with the planets, Earth being one of the planets, and that's what happened recently. And that's actually the energy source, because the energy source is in the sun, puts out a great deal of electrical energy, and Earth gets caught up in that, especially when we become aligned with something like this, even this little comet. So that's where the weather systems came from. But like I say, you're not going to hear that on the evening news. And in general, the weathermen, I always say that sometimes they can predict the weather maybe one day, 2 days in advance. But after that, they really can't predict the weather because what they do is they'll take the current conditions, the wind, the sun, the cold air movement, and they'll put it into a computer and look for past situations that were similar. And then they see, well, what happened in that point, and then they put all of this information together and make a prediction. But never, you know, throughout history, they've never had the same situation as they might have today. So that's why the weatherman is very bad at predicting the weather. And, you know, a couple days out, they are pretty good. 3 days out, not so good. 4 days out, you know, they can predict the temperature maybe, but that's about it. Okay, so anyway, that is the source of a lot of our weather on planet Earth, and these electrical fields that Earth passes through in outer space are very unpredictable. Okay, so once again, they invent terms like polar vortex. How many times have you heard that on the evening news? Or this latest one, bomb cyclone. What does that really mean? What's a bomb cyclone? Well, it's a scary term that makes you think that the weatherman really knows what they're talking about, and they really don't. Just to give you an idea, I had predicted that around the 14th of January, I predicted this a long time ago, understanding that this comet was moving where it's moving in the solar system, I said, yeah, we're going to have some severe weather from about the 14th of January on. And I don't know if you really know about this, but Russia, the eastern Kamchatka area, it's the northeastern peninsula of Russia that is next to Alaska, there was a place there with 40 feet of snow in one day. Now, I don't know where you live, but 40 feet of snow in one day is more than I've ever heard of. And there again, that's from these amazing electrical connections that occurred with this comet. But it's very important for people to understand that comets are very significant. And the reason I'm talking about all of this, not to give you the weather report, the reason is because if you look at the prophecies that came out of, for example, Christ. For example, he said when the end days, when the final days are upon you, look up in the heavens. And he described all of the conditions of large comets, basically the meteor stream, the idea that the stars would fall from the heaven. He was speaking figuratively. Well, those are symptoms of a comet, the meteor stream associated with a large comet. So at any rate, it's important for people to understand that comets are not these little dirty snowballs. And there again, do you think scientists really know about that? They've landed on the surface of comet nuclei. There's no water. There's no ice. There's no snow. They're not little snowballs. They simply aren't. So anyway, but there's an attempt, let's just put it that way, to make sure that you, the public, don't really understand about comets. Okay, well, enough of that. But like I say, when it comes to the final days in what some people might call the end of the world, or at least the world that we know, that the word is that look up in the heavens and you'll see this. You'll see the signs in the heavens. So at that point, you have to understand what a comet really is. And just also, just a note, that we are heading out of the alignment with this this electrical alignment with this comet. So weather should get back to normal. The eastern part of the country should get back to normal weather, which is usually pretty nice. You have mild winters. But this year was different because there were some other factors. And there again, you have to understand that weather doesn't just happen because you can call it a bomb cyclone. That's not the cause of weather. That's not an explanation for weather. Okay, well, let me jump into another topic here, and it's rather associated. This is something that's fun. It's a fun family thing to do, is to go out and look at the auroras, because recently we've had a very unusual type of aurora. Excuse me. They're called red auroras. And there again, the auroras we've been seeing are sun activity, solar flares. And typically an aurora looks like a curtain up in the sky and moving like a moving curtain. And they're blues and greens and colors like that. And those are due to flares that come out of the sun. But recently, we've had what are known as red auroras, and they're much higher. So when you look up, it looks like these blue and green curtains moving around. And by the way, you can hear auroras. They actually make a whistling sound or a rustling sound, kind of like leaves rustling on a fall day. But the red auroras come from the comet, the electron stream from the comet. And we've been seeing those recently, and those, if you were lucky enough to get up into, say, the northern states or into Canada, you very likely saw red auroras. And from what I understand, they even saw them as far south as Brazil. I had some listeners a couple of weeks ago write in that they had seen them as far south as Brazil. And so that's an indication of interaction of a comet electrical field with Earth. And so look in your local newspaper, look on the evening news, and see if auroras are going to will be in your area anytime soon. Okay. Next, I want to talk about water. Now, this is a topic that every time I come on with Pastor Bush, I talk about the condition of water, especially in the developed countries like the United States. And even if you live out in the country, it's getting to the point where the water is very polluted. The chemicals, a lot of them come in on the wind. They'll evaporate off, say, like fertilizer is a good example, ammonia-type fertilizers, where part of it actually evaporates and comes in on the wind and pollutes the groundwater, the river water, the lake water, or even the subterranean water if you get your water from a well. Most cities use either surface water of some kind from a river or lake. And in Florida, they have a lot of reverse osmosis where they take seawater, remove the salt, and that's the water supply. And to change the taste of it, they're adding chemicals like chloramines, etc. So if you're on a city water supply, typically they're adding a lot of chemicals to the water. So the water supply is getting worse and worse. And I talk to people all the time all over the country because I have a water filter business. I'll talk about that a little bit later. But the one thing that's becoming a bigger problem across the United States is with what we call sediment. Fine, fine sand or grains of material that are in the water. And you can actually see this. If you draw a pan full of water and you let it evaporate, you can scrape up the powder that's left over after the water evaporates, and that's sediment. And if you're drinking that or mixing that in with your food, that can be very harmful. So getting all of this out of your water is very important. there's another type of chemical is called PFAS. These are a type of industrial chemicals that are becoming more and more prevalent in the water supply. And they come from chemicals like on the surface of a pizza box. You know, you don't want the pizza to stick to the box, so they put this coating on the inside of the pizza box to keep the pizza dough from sticking to the cardboard. But this is based on PFAS chemicals. Or maybe you have a pair of shoes, leather shoes. They soak them in a liquid with PFAS, and that makes a waterproofing solution. Well, that, guess what? That all goes down into the water table. And there are states like Vermont and Maine, which have a high degree of PFAS chemicals in the water. And they've even taken it so much as to spread it on the land and create, in using it for fertilizer. And to the point where a lot of the farms in Vermont now actually have been condemned because they're so full of this PFAS chemical. But that also trickles into the water table and then goes into the water. They use it in, for example, firefighting foam, this foam that's used by firemen if they have a really hot fire. In that chemical foam is PFAS. It's a way of suffocating a fire. And so the firefighting foam, they spray that on a fire, or it's used for in airports or especially on military bases. And so where they have training for the firefighters to understand how to use that, a lot of times if you're near one of those training centers, then you probably have a lot of PFAS in your water. Anyway, these are just a few examples. You have places like Texas, or places potentially like in the northeastern states where you have naturally occurring arsenic in the water. So there's naturally occurring pollutants. There are man-made pollutants that come in from what the city puts in the water. And then there's just there are chemicals that come in via the wind, and then the rain takes that out of the air and washes it down into the water table. So anyway, I just wanted to give a few examples of what's going on with the water system in the United States. And when we come back from the break, I'll talk a little bit more about some of the other types of pollutants. But it's important to get these out of your water, and there's a few different ways to do that. Another type of chemical, looks like we have a break here, and so we'll be back in a couple minutes after the bottom of the hour break. This is James McCanny sitting in for Pastor Butch.
Army's come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Hurd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Okay, we're back again. This once again is James McCanny. I'm sitting in for Pastor Butch tonight. He will be back on Thursday. He said to tell his audience that he will be back. Will be back in the office on Thursday. So also, I'll give out the numbers here in a few minutes. Before the break, I was talking about water filters and water contamination in the United States. So another type of contamination is iron, which is a problem. Sometimes people smell this kind of like an odor. It's kind of like a sulfur gas type of odor. And so that a lot of times is due to iron in the water that's down in a well, if you have well water. And so there are solutions for all of these. And so let me go into the different methods of filtering water. And you have the physical type of things that are like the sediment. That's the first thing that you want to get out of the water. That's a physical material. And so that requires a physical filter. And then the next stage, depending on the type of pollutants, like I was talking about the PFAS chemicals, actually they're very easy to remove from water. The best way to remove them from water is with a carbon-based filter, just a pure carbon block. And so those filters are fairly simple to make and not very expensive. And so if that's a problem, in fact, if that were a problem in your area, you would probably know about it. You would probably hear it on the evening news or see it in the newspaper. And then the third type of chemical is something, or the third type of pollutant is something that's in solution in the water. So this is at the molecular atomic level, in solution in the water. And that's a little different type of, it's not really a filter. In a lot of cases, it's an ion exchange process, or there's different chemicals that will remove different types of, say, organic chemicals or hydrocarbon chemicals, etc. So a good filter comes in various stages. So stage one is the physical filter, removes the sediment, etc. And if you have a lot of sediment in your water, then you may need what is known as a pre-filter. And they can be fairly simple. Once again, it's in a lot of cases, it's like a sponge that simply removes the sediment, because if you have too much sediment, it's going to plug up the water filter. So there's a lot of design considerations that go into a filter. And so anyway, the pre-filter, if you have a well, especially people that have wells have issues with sediment. Very common for people with a well to have a sediment issue. Okay, so and then the final filter, if you have a more complicated house system for the whole house, the final stage is a UV light. It's in a solid stainless steel tube. And what happens is the water has already been filtered, physically filtered. The sediment is out of the water. You have the chemicals that are in solution taken out of the water. But there still might be some bacteria or viruses or things like that that made it through the physical filter that are left in the water. And that's what the UV light is for, is it kills anything that's basically bacteria, viruses, and that's the final filter before it goes in your house. And so there's two main types of filters. There's what are known as the gravity filters, and those are like two tanks that sit in the kitchen on the shelf, one on top of the other one. And you pour the water in the top container, it drips through the filter into the bottom container. And those were originally invented by a family in England. It was back in the Middle Ages. They had a lot of dysentery, and they had a lot of disease because the population was growing, and they really didn't have any control or sanitation. So there were a lot of people getting sick. And so this guy that was named Dalton was actually making figurines out of ceramics. He was making ceramic, like yard decorations. And he noticed that the water that would filter through these ceramic yard decorations was free from the bacteria that caused dysentery. So he actually invented the very first water filters. And he gave it to the Queen and got the royal stamp, which meant that he was the only person in England who allowed to make those particular filters. His name was Dalton. And to this day, I believe the Dalton Company is still in business. And they make a type of a ceramic filter. But in fact, I used to sell Dalton filters maybe 20 years ago when I first started out my water filter business. But the technologies have changed, and instead of ceramic now, there are newer materials. One is called ultrafiber. Ultrafiber is a material that you can make a mesh out of, kind of like a sheet. When you buy a sheet for the bed, it has so many threads per inch, and that's the same with ultrafiber. It's a very fine synthetic fiber. And you can weave it into a mesh, and you layer up these mesh layers, and it becomes a physical filter, very accurate, very fine mesh physical filter that you then put the water through, and that takes the place of the ceramic part of the filter. So this is and we're in 2025, 2026 now. This is the state-of-the-art filtration system with ultrafiber as the stage one filter. And the stage two filter, which removes the chemicals in solution and gases, things like that that are in solution in the water, have come a long ways since the time of the Daltons back in the Middle Ages. And so anyway, the water filtrations today come in two forms. Like I say, the gravity water filter, which is sits on the counter. There's also a version that's a continuous flow water filter that plugs into the cold water under the kitchen sink. And those are available. And then the premier type of filter is what is known as a whole house water filter. And the whole house water filter is a stainless steel container that has five large filter elements in it. And that acts as the first stage, the sediment filter, and then If you have a well, there's another pre-filter that is another container which has like a sponge foam filter, and its job is just to remove sediment. And so at any rate, the reason I'm explaining this is because today the water, no matter where you are, is in such poor condition that you really need a water filtration system for the kitchen. If you can afford a little bit more, then the whole house system is really much better, because it filters the hot and cold water in the entire house. And so when you take a shower, a lot of people don't realize that when you take a shower, you get a lot more pollutants into your body than you do by drinking a glass of polluted water. The reason being is your skin is porous. It's like a biggest organ on your body, literally. And it's porous, and that water that's with the pollutants goes right through your skin and into your bloodstream, and you're also breathing in the vapors, which cause the chemicals in the water, once again, go right into your bloodstream, and you do this on a daily basis, and you're getting a royal dose of chemicals every time you step in the shower, and that's why a whole house water filter is much better for long-term health. And so it's somewhat of an investment in health for the whole family, and especially nursing mothers, pregnant mothers, and little children are more susceptible, and older people. Once you get over the age of 60, you also become more susceptible to the chemicals that are in the water. So at any rate, the reason I'm talking about this is because I'm trying to promote health, and also people that are, there's a process called detoxification, where your body just gets so full of chemicals that it's hard to get rid of them if every day you're putting more toxic chemicals into your body by way of the water supply. And so the end result is that you have to clean up the water in the house, hopefully the whole house, or if nothing else, have a kitchen filter where you have clean water in the kitchen for cooking, washing vegetables, and storing, sometimes you store fruit in water, things like that. You want clean filtered water. So let me give you a little bit of information. The reason I'm talking about it on the show for Pastor Butch is, for many years now, he has actively sold my water filter product line. And so the JMCC Water Filters is the company name. But if you call the office with Pastor Butch, they will take your order there, and we ship out the next day. We have all these products in stock, and I'll give you the phone number for the office there. I'll give these out again, but 304-846-4448. That's 304-846-4448, or the 800 number. Toll-free number, 800-777-4403. That's 800-777-4403. And they have the information there. I'll just give it briefly, talk about the water filter products. The ultimate, what we call the flagship product, is called the MR5 whole house water filter. It's a stainless steel container with five big filters in it. To give you an idea of the size, it's about an 8-inch diameter tank, about 27 inches tall, and this just goes in the laundry room or the utility room in your house, right next to the water heater. And typically these are $1,480, and I have a special for Pastor Butch's audience for $699, and this includes the MR5 and the UV sterilizer final filter, and also free shipping. So it's an amazing deal that only is available for Pastor Butch's audience. So you'd have to call in. The call-in numbers. And but typically on the web page, it's like $1,480. So anyway, and like I say, free shipping. And if you have any questions, call the office. If they can't answer your questions, then they'll refer it to me, and I'll get the answer to you. But typically, you would have a plumber install the system. And at this price, however, most people know a plumber that can come out, and within a few hours, you have it up and running and have filtered water for the whole house. If there's a lot of people also who can't afford that, and so the countertop gravity water filters, we sell the replacement filter elements. We don't sell the container. If you don't have a container, you typically can pick those up pretty inexpensive, like on eBay. I buy them used, but with all the replacement filter elements in a 4-pack, that's $199, an 8-pack, which is $378, you save $80 on that. But if you buy an 8-pack, we send you 10, or you can buy them in a 12-pack, and we send you 14, and that's $190 off. That's a really good deal. For $497 for a 12-pack, and we send you 14. So that turns out to be about $30 per filter, and those filters will last about 1,000 gallons each. And the whole house water filter, which I mentioned earlier, is good for 55,000 gallons. So that's really, if you can afford a little bit more, $6.99 for the whole house water filter. It's called the best deal. It's the MR5 whole house water filter with the UV sterilizer, free shipping. And like I say, call in to the office for Pastor Butch, 304-846-4448 or 800-777-4403. And just call into the office there, and they will take your order. You can either pay them with a credit card or send a check, whatever's convenient for you. And we ship out the very next day after the orders come in. We have everything in stock. We have any of the replacement parts. But typically, once it's installed, you don't have to. There's really no maintenance other than every couple years change out the filter pack, which we also sell on the webpage. Those are $390 for a replacement filter pack for the MR5. So that's about it. But very important to understand that the water in the United States, no matter where you are, if you're out in the country, a lot of people think, well, they live far out in the country, so their water must be pure. And what we're finding is that's really not the case, because, like I say, the pollution can come in on the wind. Chemicals can evaporate, or like especially chemicals that are coming out of like industrial plants that come up into the air and are blown across, you know, through the air, and the rain washes them out of the air and into the water table. Excuse me. And so the situation is such that almost every place you have problem pollution in the water, in the water table, in the rivers, in the underground water, and it's just the issue is that you are accumulating these over a long period of time. So it's not like you're going to notice one day that, oh, you know, today I drank some water and I'm sick. That's not typically the case. The typical case is after years and years of chemical accumulation, your body just starts to get run down. You're tired. You're not feeling good. The way it shows in some people is breaking out. Their skin on their face is breaking out, that type of thing, and it's due to the water. And like I say, the the pregnant mothers, nursing mothers, little kids are the most susceptible to these pollutants. So it's very important to understand the problem, first of all, and then what the solution is. And once you solve this, it's going to be, water is the biggest issue in your life. The other way you can justify paying for a system like this is if you drink bottled water. Bottled water is very expensive. What do you pay, a dollar for, say, a 1 liter bottle of water, typically more these days. And if you get a water bottle, fill it at home. Everybody in the family has their own water bottle, and you fill it from your own filter. You're going to pay for the water filter in a matter of maybe a year. You would pay for this by not having to buy bottled water. And a lot of times bottled water comes from the tap. They just take tap water, put it in a bottle, and put a nice colorful label on it to make you think it's pure. But it's nothing more than just tap water. It would be very costly for them to filter that quantity of water. So it's just like tap water. Or maybe it comes from a lake or other source of water that's really not that clean. So one way of justifying the cost of putting in your own water filter system is because you're now able to fill your own water bottle, get a nice aluminum or stainless steel. I carry a stainless steel water bottle myself. And you can use that, they last years and years, and you always have your own clean, fresh water. In fact, when I go on a trip, I always carry my water filter in the suitcase and carry it so that when I get to wherever I'm going, I have clean water. You can just, if you're in a campground or hotel room or whatever, or even as a guest in somebody's house, you can filter your own water and have clean water no matter where you go. Something that's very interesting in talking to people over the years, two groups of people notice when they put in a water filter. One is the group of people with pets. If you have pets and you start giving them filtered water, and then one day give them water that's not filtered, they'll look at it and they'll smell it and they won't drink it. Because they know that there's something in there. They don't recognize it as water. They can smell the chemicals coming out of the water, and they won't drink it. So there are people that actually have to take their filter with them on a trip if they take their pets to provide the pets with clean water, and that also tells them that they should be doing the same. The other group of people that notice the difference is people who drink tea and coffee. They notice that their tea and coffee all of a sudden starts tasting like tea and coffee and not some chemical brew. So that's where you really notice also that the pollutants in the water that are removed when you have a good filter. So once again, I'll just give my company name, but like I say, contact Pastor Bush, call the office, and they will take your order over the phone, and that helps them out and helps us out. And I'd like to support Pastor Bush because he does a lot of good work, and it's a way of saying thank you for all the good work that he's doing. Once again, their office number is 304-846-4448, or the toll-free number 800-777-4403. Okay, a few minutes left here. I was talking about traveling, and a lot of people go to resort areas, and resort areas are typically notorious for having bad water. that's probably because they're near a coast or near a body of water or something else, or you know, an industrialized area maybe where there's a lot of pollution. So they're famous for having bad water. So carrying your own water filter with you is a good idea. Once again, I just want to stress the fact that at the price of the whole house water filter, at $699, that's an absolutely amazing price for this product. Like I say, it's the MR5 whole house water filter, stainless steel container with five major size filters in it. And then the UV sterilizer is the second unit. Also a stainless steel tube. Yeah, this is all stainless steel. And so it'll last, these containers will last for literally a lifetime or more. Like I tell people, the stainless steel container will be there long after your house is gone. And so for $699, typically $1480, that's a very good price. If you're listening to the archives, just call up and make sure that call up the office, and they will verify that the price is still current. And because a lot of people will listen to this archive long after the live airing of the show. I just wanted to talk a little bit more about winter. We're well over halfway through winter. About a month left before we hit the first day of spring, and so everybody just hold your breath. And this tremendously bad weather that you're seeing around the eastern part of the United States will go away here within a day or two. That's when this electrical alignment with the comet 3I Atlas will end, and Earth will be moving around in its orbit, and we'll get back to normal. But like I say, you won't hear this on the evening news, where they'll tell you what the weather is, but they can't tell you the cause of the weather. The eastern United States, I noticed also that the Rocky Mountains are almost devoid of snow. That's one of the quagmires of weather, is sometimes you have a lot. I hear the music. We're heading out for this evening. Invite you to listen tomorrow night as Pastor Butch will be back, like I say, on Thursday.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.